You are listening to Havel Audio's production of Life Together by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. This book is read by Paul Michael. This recording was produced in 2006 by Havel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Havel Audio. Please visit www.havelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. In the gray dawn of an April day in 1945, in the concentration camp at Flossenbürg, shortly before it was liberated by the Allied forces, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was executed by special order of Heinrich Himmler. On Easter Monday, 1953, the pastors of Bavaria unveiled in the church in Flossenbürg a tablet with this simple inscription: Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a witness of Jesus Christ among his brethren, born February 4, 1906, in Breslau, died April 9, 1945, in Flossenbürg. For innumerable Christians in Germany, on the continent, in England, and in America, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's death has been a contemporary confirmation of Tertullian's dictum, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." For his life and death and his writings, which throb with the simple, downright faith of one who has met Jesus Christ and accepted the ultimate consequences of that encounter in the world, which he defined as the sphere of concrete responsibility given to us by and in Jesus Christ, these are still a living witness in the ecumenical church which he served. Bonhoeffer was born in a family of seven children in Breslau, in what is now East Germany. He grew up, however, in Berlin, where his father...